Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Casey, General Manager at the Toll Performing Arts. Oh, God. Now, how did you, if you hadn't changed your name, Jeff,
well, it's fine.
Was the Toll Theater for 15 years. Now it's called Toll Performing Arts.
Yes.
Oh, that I said it almost right.
You did. Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
I just stumbled all over myself doing so. And we're here to talk about a brand new program to help celebrate the holidays.
Yes, indeed.
What is it?
It's Plaid Tidings. Mm-hmm. So it's the Christmas iteration of Forever Plaid. Very popular show. Theater at the Center did it recently, mm-hmm. the non-Christmas version. Mm-hmm. And Kevin and I performed in the non-Christmas version 15 or so years ago at Marion Theater Guild. It's just one of those super cute, wholesome, kitschy little comedy bits strewn throughout. So it's a cute show.
And tell us about the setting of it.
Yeah. So it's the premise is these four guys were killed in a tragic bus accident in the 1950s, so they never got to fulfill their dream of performing on the stage. Mm-hmm. So they've come back from heaven for this one-shot-only deal. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, they're not quite sure why they're back because they already got the Forever Plaid opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they slowly discover over the course of the show that it's to do a Christmas show. Mm-hmm. So one of the nice things about Plaid Tidings is while it is focused on Christmas and all the good feel things about the holidays, it starts off with them performing great classics like Stranger in Paradise and Hey There as they're trying to figure out why they're actually back on Earth again. And then they discover it's indeed to do a Christmas show. Their lifelong dream when they were alive was to perform back up for Perry Como. So they mm-hmm. get to do that because they do it to one of his television show performances. So they watch him with the audience and then they dance and sing with Perry Como.
That's so cool.
So it's living out a dream. It's a cute little show.
Yeah. And this is instead of doing the Fabulous 50s Christmas.
It is.
Pardon me.
It is.
For 15 years you did Fabulous 50s Christmas.
We did every year since we've been open. And it was a great run and a great show for us and people really responded well. But ticket sales started falling off. We started hearing from people, oh, we've seen it a number of years in a row. We'll mm-hmm. go see something else, mm-hmm. Which is understandable.
Yeah.
So we thought it was time to try something new and give people something fresh.
And you can always bring back Fabulous 50s
Christmas. Absolutely. Absolutely. If the outcry is so enormous.
The hue and cry. Yeah,
yes.
Well, you must just be ruining some people's holiday season.
Actually, people have said that.
Well, 2 years ago, I said I wasn't going to do my Christmas reading anymore. That it would be – that last year's was the second to the last. And, oh, you would have thought I'd kill the Kennedys, as Truman Capote would say. But people do get they start to what they do is they don't come because they're just assuming it's going to go on forever.
Yes.
And nothing goes on forever without your support.
Exactly.
Your ticket.
Buy tickets.
So this is cool, though. This is still set in the 50s, is it?
It is. So it's not a huge artistic departure mm-hmm. from Fab 50s. It's still a lot of the same music, the same tone, that same nostalgic, wholesome era that we all love and hearken back to in today's climate.
And it deals, it's like the Hallmark station. It deals with the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes.
And have nothing that can't be cured with a cup of hot cocoa.
Yes, indeed. A warm blanket and a Perry Como song.
I love those songs.
I do too.
They're fantastic. And his voice was so mellifluous.
Oh my gosh. Just, mellow and calming.
Yeah. It was great. So you're going to do a number of performances.
We are. We run 3 weekends. So mm-hmm. we open Friday, November 30th mm-hmm. and run Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through December 16th.
Okay. Good. And are we – is South Shore Arts doing an exhibit opening on one of those nights?
No. Nothing for the winter.
Oh, okay. I know. I it's on my rate. Oh, it was for the winter. That's right.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was thinking – hearkening to something else I was working on. And it's just the four guys in the show.
Just the four guys and piano.
And where did you find these four guys?
Two of them we found from past performances with us, guys mm-hmm. from Chicago who have performed with us before that we thought were a really good fit. Mm-hmm. And then we held auditions for the other two spots. So two newcomers and two returning.
Are you directing this?
I am, and choreographing. It's a ton of fun.
Well, Well, it sounds like it. And I can't imagine your audience members being all that disappointed with the similarities.
I think if they give us a little bit of a break and check it out, I think they'll be happy with the change.
Cool. Okay. Well, good luck with it, Jeff.
Thank you.
I long to see it.
Thank you.
So I can find the true meaning of Christmas. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.